This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 345 for Tuesday, April 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Tuesday morning, lacking any clear direction as participants square positions ahead of the USDA's monthly supply-demand report. Canola up $2 to down $3. The May contract up $1.70 at $775.70 per ton. July down $1 at $752.30. The USDA will release its report later this morning, and any surprises in the data will likely set the tone for the futures markets for the remainder of the day. Updated ending stocks and South American production estimates will be followed closely. Losses in European rapeseed futures overnight did account for some spillover selling pressure in the canola market, but Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are both higher on the day. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with positioning ahead of today's report, the feature. Soybeans are higher, the May contract up 17 cents at $15.04 per bushel. General expectations ahead of the report are for tightening world and U.S. soybean ending stocks estimates. Brazil's soybean harvest was pegged at 81% complete by forecasters in the country. That's down slightly from 85% done at this time last year. Production was estimated at 155 million tons. Corn, it's trading to both sides of unchanged. The bias a bit higher, though. May up 2 cents at $6.56 per bushel. Average trade estimates also call for tighter world and U.S. corn stocks in today's report. U.S. corn seeding was 3% complete as of this past Sunday. That compares with the 5% average for this time of year. Wheat futures are mixed. Minneapolis holding on to gains. May up 2 cents at $8.77 per bushel. Kansas City down a half cent in the May contract at $8.75.5. Chicago wheat, it's down 2 cents in the May contract at $6.76.5 per bushel. U.S. winter wheat condition ratings dipped 1 point in the good to excellent category, now at 27%. Meanwhile, spring wheat seeding in the U.S. was 1% complete. That's off the 4% average for this time of year. Ongoing uncertainty over the Black Sea grain deal did keep some caution in the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 11th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.